Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diane DiResta. Diane is the author of Knockout Presentations. She's a licensed speech pathologist. She's the CEO of DiResta Communications, and one of the people we turn to when we want to get better at connecting with people, at communicating, at getting our putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. Diane, thanks again for being here. She's got six, what she calls six sloppy speech habits, ladies and gentlemen. And we've already talked about using non-words, which is like and you know and all that, and also up-talking. What's the next one, Diane?
Well, another one that we talked about is grammatical errors and also vocal fry.
Yeah.
Vocal fry.
That's the grinding. That's the grinding I was talking to you about, folks.
See? Yes, grinding, croaking, vocal fry, but it sounds like this on the next chapter.
I've never heard it from anyone except millennial ladies on television.
Yes, the Kardashians use this pattern, and it's so irritating to the voice, and it's not healthy for the voice as well.
Are they all doing it on purpose, or is that just the way some of them speak?
That is, again, a peer identity where everybody in the media talks like that, so they want to be like that, and you tend to talk by the way your friends talk.
Right.
And so that is a very different way in the media.
Well, see, I've never heard that until, of course, I don't listen to the Kardashians. I don't watch the show. I don't care about them. I'm not interested in them. I've never heard one of them open their mouths. But the only time I hear it is the young female talking heads on television.
Mm-hmm.
And you can almost see them dropping their jaw like they're trying to make it happen.
Right, and if you listen to some of the sitcoms, that's how many of the young people speak.
Yeah.
It's not an effective way to do that, so I would say eliminate that. And one of the quick ways to do that is speak on a slightly higher pitch, and it'll get you out of that grinding.
Well, do you think they're doing it to lower the register of their voice? Like if a young lady, I mean, I can see someone who has a higher pitched voice, they would think that doesn't sound as professional. I'm going to do something to change that.
It may, but I think in most cases it's a way of speaking that their friends use, and you pick it up. And I bet they're not even aware that they're doing
it. You think it's more
a
bad habit than a plan?
I do.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to go back to my mannerisms. When I hear them speak, I have no idea what they said. I only hear the grinding.
Mm-hmm. And so for entrepreneurs,
when I don't hear it, I mute it whenever I can.
Don't blame you.
Yeah, well, that's what people do in their head, right? If you have a matter. What's next?
Well, another thing is grammatical errors, and this will make you sound uneducated.
Yeah.
And most entrepreneurs won't say ain't, but they do things like she don't, he don't, instead of he or she doesn't.
Right.
Those little slips of the tongue speak volumes. And I had somebody one time who was being denied partnership because he said of one word.
You can't do
Here's
that.
Here's the good news, Jim. I worked with him. And
now she's wait, folks, in case some of you don't know, she's talking about when someone says axe instead of ask.
Mm-hmm. And he did make partner because we worked on it. But imagine, how could anyone take you seriously as a partner in a law firm or an accounting firm if you're speaking like that?
Well, let me ask you this question. You're a New Yorker, and when I have New York friends, and I see them on television doing the talking head things. Some of them seem to have a hard time saying the T word, like important.
Yes.
Is that a deal killer?
Well, I don't think once. But if you have several of these all the time,
there's a certain way of saying things. Like, I mean, certain words that they have a hard time saying for some reason, and it jumps out at you. I just wondered about that. When I realize that I've used some kind of bad grammar, I go back and correct myself Right there on the spot.
Exactly. Let me tell you the
one thing. Because I don't want them to think that I didn't know that was wrong.
Yeah, well, let me tell you the one thing that I hear a lot that people are not aware of. They'll say, she should have went instead of she should have gone. Yeah. I hear it constantly, yeah, even with educated people. Mm-hmm. So listen to yourself before you go out to make that presentation. Be really mm-hmm. clean about your grammar.
Right, and sloppy speech is the same way, right?
Absolutely. Sloppy speech is when people are slurring their words, they're not articulating, they're dropping off their endings, they're adding syllables like...
Is it because they're talking too fast?
They're going too fast, they're not in the habit of pronouncing all the words.
Right.
And they don't realize how important that is. I just bought a car recently, and three times I had to ask the dealer to speak up because he was mumbling.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up buying it from somebody else.
Well, some people, they let the last half of their sentence trail off, don't they?
Yes.
I have people on the show. I've had people on the show over the years. I've had to say, now make sure you finish the sentence.
Exactly. Yes.
Guess what, Diane? They don't get invited back. I don't want to work that hard.
You want to complete your sentences, and you want to complete the words.
Yeah.
And not drop off endings like play in, work in.
I love this kind of discussion because it's really rubber meets the road stuff. Diane, can they find your article on your website?
Absolutely. If you want to learn the next two, go to DiResta.com, D as in David, I, R, E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, DiResta.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Diane, let's do six more. What do you think?
Okay.
Seven more. Let's do seven more. Thanks
for
being here.
I'm sure we can find them.
Thank you. Diane DiResta, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.